Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it is time to Ask Ross. That's right, your chance to take over and ask Ross your question. And if your question is deemed the best, you get the KSN polo shirt. Okay, Ross, you all ready for questions?
I am ready.
All right, let's start with Mike from Bradenton, Florida. And just as an aside, Ross, whenever we get these questions from these Florida guys, I get myself all worked up and upset because they're sitting in the sunshine of Florida while we're up to our you-know-whats in snow. But anyway, Mike, we won't hold it against you. Mike asks, with the likeness name image potential, could that affect the transfer portal and that a player may not want to give up his known earnings for the unknown? Love the show. Hoping to see IMG play several times this year with Duffy and Shelton.
Got it. That, by the way, the IMG thing is really interesting to me. Like, just as an aside, Jim, I can totally see it as a truly unique opportunity and kids looking at it as what's best for their future. You know, that training, that nutrition, that competition, all of that stuff. Totally get it. And I understand guys that go down there. But, Jim, over my dead body, would I have left my best friends for my senior year of high school football to go down and play in Florida? Like, there is no way. No way. And again, I'm not blaming guys that do it. I'm just saying that would not have been for me. I don't care how well they would have sold it. I would have been like, nope. I've been waiting my whole life for my senior high school football with my best friends here in Eastern Pennsylvania. Not happening. I don't think everyone is talking about name, image, and likeness, but nobody really knows what's going to happen. It's the darndest thing, Jim. Like, everyone knows it's coming. Everyone knows it's going to be a big deal, but they're still not sure what the rules are going to be. They're still not sure whether it's going to be more university controlled or university is going to be hands off. The athletic department is going to be hands off. I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of unknowns at this point. Still. So I couldn't honestly answer his question. I think if a kid is going to – I mean, I thought his question was going to be different. I thought his question was going to be, are kids going to go to the transfer portal to get more money somewhere else, name, image, and likeness? And the answer is you're probably going to get more name, image, and likeness money staying where you are and really building a following, building a fan base, building a resume at that school than you are by switching schools. But we still don't know, Jim. Like, are schools going to be able to give guys name, image, and likeness guarantees? Are they going to be able to say, hey, if you transfer here, Justin Fields or Joe Burrow, we can guarantee you $50,000 a year, $100,000 a year. I mean, I think there are some people that are concerned it's going to be the wild, wild west.
Ross, I don't think they'll be able to guarantee, and I'm using my air quotes here, but I think there will be a way to communicate. It's like with the transfer portal now. If I'm not in the portal yet, another coach can't come talk to me, but that communication still happens, whether it's through a former coach, high school coach. Somehow, some way, they make it happen. Plus, I'm with you. I thought his question was going to go the other direction also. Let's look at, is Will Levis going to do better with name, likeness, and image as a backup quarterback at Penn State or as a starter in Kentucky? I got to assume he'll do better as a starter. So I think all the reasons that make you go into the transfer portal would also help you with name, image, and likeness. Do you agree with that?
So, right. What I would say is to follow up on that, I would say I don't think kids are going to enter the transfer portal for name, image, and likeness reasons. I think you enter the transfer portal because you're not happy with how things have gone at your current school, and or you're looking for a better opportunity elsewhere. I just don't really believe. I'll believe that name, image, and likeness is a significant factor in transfer decisions, Jim, when I see it. Also, to your point, you know, I heard through the grapevine, and this is just one college football coach source, and he's not at Penn State, by the way. But the belief is that Will Levis already knew he was going to go to Kentucky before he even went into the portal. You know, he already kind of had that idea or knew that. And so I guess that's just something to keep in mind, that some of these guys, to your point, already have a pretty decent idea of what their options might be and or where they're going to go before they even go in the portal.
Gotcha. Yeah, I definitely think that is the case. There are different channels for that communication. Let's move on. Let's go to David in Lancaster, who says, offensive line recruiting seems challenging with the body development most recruits need and the difficulty measuring football IQ. If you were in charge of Penn State's offensive line recruiting, what would you focus on or do differently?
Who? That's kind of a loaded question.
Well, let me change the shape of the question. Take Penn State out of it. You're a former offensive lineman. You see a lot of players play. If you were an were to become an offensive line coach and look to recruit offensive linemen, just in general, what's important to you? What would you be looking for in a high school recruit?
So I would be looking, first of all, I would like them to play multiple sports. Secondly, I would like guys where I see a lot of growth and potential and room for improvement. I do not think I would be recruiting a lot of guys that are over 320 pounds. Probably not even a lot that are over 300 pounds in high school, Jim, to be honest with you. You know, I want the guys that are more playing basketball or wrestling. Heck, there's a kid from Cocalico that Penn State just offered, Ryan Brubaker, who's a heck of a swimmer. I watched a video of him swimming the 200 medley, which is like all four strokes back and forth at 280 pounds. And he's good at it.
Wow.
Like he chased this kid down. Like, you got to watch the video. It's crazy. So what I would say is I would want to see athleticism, ease of movement, right? Like, I want them to play other sports, and I want them to be a fluid athlete. So start with the frame. You got to have a good frame, you know, and that's height and width of shoulders, et cetera. Then the athleticism. I really would not care very much how much they weighed in high school. I really wouldn't. That would not be a high priority for me. I'm not aware of a guy that got to college as an offensive line recruit and didn't play because he couldn't get heavy enough. It just doesn't happen. You know, like, it just, I mean, when I was a junior in high school, Jim, I was 210. Sophomore year, I was 175. Junior year, 210. Senior year, 240, 245. Freshman year of college, 265, then 290. You know what I mean? Like, you just, it naturally comes on. So for me, it's the frame, it's the athleticism, and then I really want to be able to see on the video how much you love it. Like, I want to see the finish. I want to see that you are trying to physically punish guys. Because offensive line, just blocking people in and of itself, that's not fun. What's fun is trying to kick somebody's you-know-what. Right? Like, trying to knock them to the ground. I got to see a lot of that on your tape. Like, I got to really see that you really want to finish, because there's a direct correlation between guys that want to finish and how much they love the game, the time and energy they're going to put in to get better, because they love it. They love finishing. They love punishing guys. They want to get stronger and smarter and better so they can punish more guys.
You know what's funny, Ross? In the years, and now many years, believe it or not, that we've been doing this together, the one point you've always been consistent in about offensive linemen is you want them to be able to kick somebody's butt. That's been very consistent.
Yeah, I mean, what?
Let's go to our next.
What's the whole point? I mean, that's the whole point. That's the whole point of the position. The whole point of the sport.
And you know what? You don't. The offensive linemen are never in the spotlight, but if they ever have a chance, it's when they kick somebody's butt that they get the highlight on TV. Let's get to another question here. Let's go to our buddy Mike from Colorado. He says, hey, Ross, good call on no mushrooms on pizza. We always have to get a food reference, Ross. And he says, how has the evaluation of players evolved, changed from high school to college and then to the next level with all the restrictions that are going on? Would this hurt a late bloomer like you were even more so?
Good question, Mike. Mike's a loyal listener to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and the other shows, so I know Mike well. I got to ask you this, Jim. What's your preferred toppings on pizza?
I go with any kind of meat. Let's get pepperoni. Let's get ham. Let's put meat on pizza. That's a pizza, Ross. How about you?
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. And God bless you for having the right answer. The right answer. What are we doing? Peppers and onions. What is going through your skull? Mushrooms. You know what this pizza needs? This pizza needs a flavorless fungus on top. Okay? Like, who says that? Who feels that way?
Need I ask you about pineapple?
Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started. I don't know who thought that was a good idea. Just craziness. As for the evaluation, it's had to be a lot more just based on the video. You know, they haven't had camps. They haven't been able to see these kids in person to see their frame. Believe it or not, there have been a lot of these virtual combines where, and Penn State sort of initiated it, where the kids do all their testing, their height, their weight, all of those things. Still not the same as actually seeing the kid in person. And I really hope they're able to have camps this summer, because that's usually the place where Penn State's able to discover some kids and really realize how much they like certain kids.
That is definitely it's just different this year. Totally different than it's been in the past. All right, that is it for quarter number three. Stick around. We get Andy and Bob back for quarter number four, and I'm going to ask them what their favorite topping is on their pizza. So stay tuned.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat. Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
It won't be long before we get back outside for those cookouts and tailgates. And the best way to get ready is at thetailgateclub.com. We feature your favorites from 409 Tailgate with their Peachy Paws barbecue sauce and famous Bloody Mary mix. We also have great condiments you won't find at the grocery store, like bacon ketchup and hot banana mustard. How about salsas like raspberry chipotle and roasted red chili and honey? Head over to thetailgateclub.com. That's thetailgateclub.com for all these amazing products and more.